With SRN News, I'm John Scott. In Pennsylvania, the focus of Vice President Harris's final day of campaigning.
Harris wraps up her presidential bid with an all-day, all-out swing through the Keystone State, her 18th trip to Pennsylvania since launching her candidacy. She's making stops in five cities that will take her across the state and back before a closing event in Philadelphia as she delivers a final pitch to mobilize voters.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting from his tour of the Blue Wall States. In North Carolina, Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says it's imperative that all of his supporters vote.
If we get everybody out and vote, there's not a thing they can do. And if we don't, they have to get every person that ever signed anything in that horrendously dangerous party that's going to destroy our country.
Mr. Trump spoke at a campaign rally in Raleigh, North Carolina this morning. Also at SRNNews.com, Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt speaking to KOCO says residents need to stay alert when it comes to weather warnings.
We've got more storms coming, so don't rely on the sirens. Make sure you're watching your news and your cell phones.
Strong storms and apparent tornadoes overnight ripped roofs off buildings and knocked out power to thousands of homes and businesses. Some 24,000 utility customers were without power. At least 11 people were taken to hospitals with injuries that were not life-threatening. There were no reported fatalities. Unionized factory workers at Boeing voting whether to accept a contract offer or to continue their strike. The walkout has lasted more than 7 weeks. The Dow dropping 207 points. The NASDAQ composite is down a dozen. This is SRN News. Los Angeles has a special place for transgender people to vote.
The city has established a polling place that will only be open to individuals who are living as the opposite sex. LGBT activists and LA officials say transgender people need a place where they will feel, quote, safe while voting. Ordinarily, Americans have to vote at their assigned precinct, but in California, there are also general polling places where people can cast their ballots outside of their immediate locality. Election Day is Tuesday. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life advocates are issuing a warning about Missouri's abortion amendment. The measure would bar the government from infringing on a person's fundamental right to reproductive freedom. Pro-lifers say that language would allow children to get abortions and sex change operations without parental involvement. Seven other states have already enshrined abortion in their constitutions. This is SRN News. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer speaks out on people smuggling.
Britain's leader has said people smuggling gangs sending migrants across the English Channel are a serious threat to global security. Speaking at an international law enforcement conference, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer said the gangs should be treated like terror networks. Starmer, a former chief prosecutor for England and Wales, also announced plans to double the UK Border Security Command's two-year budget to about $194 million. The money will be used to fund high-tech surveillance equipment and 100 specialist investigators. I'm Karen Shamas.
Britain's Prince William visiting South Africa, where he will speak with young environmentalists and local fishermen. His annual Earthshot Prize will award $1.2 million in grants to five organizations with innovative environmental ideas. William will also attend a global wildlife summit. More details at srnnews.com.